Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fotis Doulos, who's charged with murder in the disappearance of his estranged wife, Jennifer, attempted suicide today.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns joins us from UConn Health. Steve, take us through what happened today.
Yeah, guys, crazy day on this story. First word we got was the reports that Fotis Doulos had died. And those were multiple media reports quoting state police saying that Fotis Doulos had died. And then rumors started coming out that he may not have died. He may still be alive and that he was taken to the hospital here, UConn Health in Farmington, just a short distance away from his home. And that appears to be the case. Reports are that we just heard from police, in fact, actually just outside his home, who said they responded here just before noon and found Fotis Doulos in his car, in his garage, with exhaust and fumes, took him out of the garage, brought him to the backyard, began doing CPR. And apparently a source is telling the Hartford Courant that after about 30 minutes of CPR, a faint pulse was detected. He was brought here to the hospital. That source is saying he is on life support, not able to breathe on his own at this point. There is actually a helicopter right across the street from where we are here. It just landed, I'd say, about 20 minutes ago. Not clear if that is related to this case, if there are plans to bring Fotis Doulos to a different hospital. The police at his house did say that he would likely need to be brought somewhere else. But that is what we're looking at here at the hospital.
Apparently, Steve, there was a request for a welfare check when Doulos didn't show up for his emergency bond hearing today. What was that hearing supposed to be about?
Yeah, he was supposed to be in court in Stamford at noon. So when he didn't show up well in advance of that, apparently authorities there called authorities in Farmington. And what you're hearing in the background is actually that helicopter taking off. Apparently authorities called police in Farmington to do a well-being check. And that's how they found Fotis Doulos in the garage. And again, according to the Hartford Courant, someone actually had just shown up at Fotis Doulos' house telling him that his bail was likely to be revoked because the six pieces of real estate that he had secured his bond with, one of them was found to be, actually two of them were found to be in foreclosure. One was found to be wildly overvalued. So he had just apparently, according to the Hartford Courant, found out that he would be put back in jail just before he may have attempted suicide here.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve Burns at UConn Health.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.